If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jake Gyllenhaal movies, five, go.
I can do this. I can do this. The rabbit movie. I want to say the Screaming Rabbit. Donnie Darko.
Screaming Rabbit.
Donnie Darko.
Okay, one.
Oh, God. Can I name Maggie Gyllenhaal movies
that he's probably seen? That's half a point.
Okay, Secretary.
Okay, 1.5.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Two. Okay, but you can only use three of her movies.
Okay, Nanny McPhee.
So you got 2.5. You still have to get three more to get over the five threshold.
Okay, this is really frustrating.
Starts with a Z.
Zorro. Zombie movie.
Zodiac. Okay. He's in a new Spider-Man movie. Do you remember what that one's called?
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
No. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh.
What's the name of the movie where he plays the news guy?
Nightcrawler? You Got a Zoo.
Nightcrawler? Is that what it's called?
That's an X-Man.
What kind of music do you listen to, Nicole?
Katy Perry.
Really?
Right now.
Do you have a Spotify account? This is a new segment.
Oh, not really an account, no. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't know the login information. And honestly, if you went to my Spotify, it's just me listening to Rain. Matt, you asked me about music.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your phone. Oh, here's your phone.
Mm-hmm. Spotify.
Great.
Okay, you're about to make an emergency call. Stop it. Okay, you're trying to guess my password.
Yeah.
You have three more tries.
Okay.
You are nowhere close.
All right. I'm going to your playlist.
Okay. See, but you have to give me this access later.
Oh, wow. You have...
I have some playlists.
Yeah, you have 1989, specifically Taylor Swift.
I do.
I've been listening to Pieces of Me, mm-hmm. Ashley Simpson's first album.
Oh, okay. Don't know it.
From 2004. It's so good. It's also nuts. But it's so good.
I'm sweating now, by the way.
Yeah. What is Yacht Rock question mark? Why does it say question mark?
That's a good question. How many? There's not that many songs in there, I think you'll find.
There's enough. There's like 10.
All right. I briefly was intrigued by Yacht Rock within the last year or so. I went to my wife's office party, and there was a Yacht Rock band there, and it was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started like listening to it, but I don't really know what makes a song yacht rock, and I think that's why I labeled the playlist yacht
gotcha.
Rock question mark.
Gotcha.
You have your hand covering the phone, like you've got a gotcha.
It's not a gotcha. You've only ever liked two songs.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't even know how to like a song on Spotify.
So we can presume this was an accident?
We can presume this is an accident.
Okay.
What are they?
What do you think they are?
Can you give me a genre?
Music.
I'm going to guess reggae.
I don't know. East Side.
Oh, okay.
And Delicate.
I don't know that song. What's that?
It is a Taylor Swift.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yes. Well, Taylor Swift is in the remix.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
Oh, my God. I think I just realized, is this name that keeps coming up your Spotify name?
Yeah.
Can I say it?
I don't know. Can then people find me?
I don't know. On Spotify? It's Mr. That's so weird because I was like, oh, you like a lot of playlists by Mr. You are Mr.
I am, yes.
That's wild.
I'm curious where you're hiding. Where are you hiding everything? Because everyone's got something somewhere. Where's the good stuff?
I think you would have to go by people. Like, I think my life, the juiciness of my life is, I think, categorized into I'm juicy by people.
That could be a really good memoir title.
Yeah, juicy by people.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder, here, I'll give you this as a freebie.
Let's put labels on it.
What is in Save Forever? Wait, look away. I don't know what's in Save Forever. Oh, boy, this is sad. This is the only thing in my Save Forever folder.
You may be able to guess this, everyone. It's from Walt Disney Travel from 2014. Thank you for booking at Walt Disney World Resort. Get ready. There's Mr. Incredible.
It's just a receipt.
We look forward to seeing you in December. But I think you are saving this forever because you want to remember the joy that this brought you to receive this.
I guess so, but that there's something really sad about that. Oh, no, I'll tell you what. Oh, no, I don't know what it is.
It's just a confirmation email.
I guess so.
Why? So you – okay, we got one more thing we're going to do. We got – your folders are great, by the way. Wait, hold on.
Wait, okay.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
You clearly got this email and then said – this warrants creating a Save Forever folder.
I don't know. I thought maybe it would have like a room number or something in it that I wanted to remember, but clearly not.
We have another one called Respond to This.
Yes. I don't think there's anything in that. Oh, whoops.
There's a lot. Is there any? No, I'm not in here.
Oh, whoops.
This is all work related though.
I don't know. Maybe.
Everything I've looked at is like.
Who's Zach? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Reply when I'm home.
Okay. Yeah. What does that mean?
There's no conversation.
There's nothing in there.
Thank God you have that.
Reply when I'm home might be. I'm on my phone.
Stop talking. There's a folder here called Old Timey Places. Do you think this has anything in it?
I don't know. I'll tell you, it's not going to be that interesting. I briefly had a blog called Old Time. Oh, no, this is depressing. Okay, don't. Hold on.
Wait.
I briefly had a blog called Visits to Old Timey Places where I would visit historical landmarks and write about them.
Okay.
And this is devastating. So from 2013 is a link I sent myself called Blogging for a Living, that I think was me trying to make a go of this.
Thoughts.
Oh, no.
A podcast or video post an additional blog about history, books, and other things. Thank God you got that last sentence on there.
Oh, boy.
All right. You have a Disney vacation and a Disney first room.
So that Disney first room is probably what I wanted to save with the Save This Forever. I think I wanted to remember the room number of the first room we stayed in.
Okay. This is your Disney hotel receipt. This just says.
Oh. Yeah. So I can't say specifics. We have to bleep the name. But this is a at the place where I work. Got to bleep.
I know. I've met this guy.
Yes.
This guy.
Who was routinely requesting last minute substitutions. And so I made a folder tracking all the times they asked for
it. Got it.
Because I'm a judgy little bitch.
And that. Oh, that's why you did it.
Yeah.
When I'm back.
What is when I'm back? I don't know. I must have been on a vacation.
Wait, go back. Just click on that one.
No.
I want to see if you wrote this. We're not going to talk about specifics.
That's fine.
Is that planning? So someone says, what about the weekend after the 28th? Is that planning too far in advance? And you said, I do not believe it in too far in advance.
Yeah.
That's just a nice little Nicole.
A
very unnecessary little declaration there, I think.
Oh, is that the definition of a nice little Nicole? Is an unnecessary declaration?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.